Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today, I'm welcoming Denise Dobie onto the Project Violet podcast. Welcome, Denise.
Hi.
Can you start by telling us what your current ministry role is?
So at the moment, I am the minister at the delightfully named Dark House Baptist Church in Dark House Lane in Coseley in the Black Country. And I'm in my final year of NAMS, newly accredited ministry studies.
Okay. And I understand you've got a second string to your bow. Is there something else going on for you?
Well, yes. For the last 6 years, I have been bivocational in ministry. So I have until very recently been working as a GP for 27 years in the Black Country. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. It would be really interesting to hear how you came into Baptist ministry. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So I grew up in the Methodist Church, actually, and I think that's when I first felt a call upon my life in my late teens and involved in church missions with Rob Frost, but didn't really know what shape that calling would be. But I'd seen women in ministry role modelled to me growing up, but then I spent 10 years in Scotland, and that was a very different story there. And I didn't know whether it would be fulfilling that calling as a medical missionary or some other way, or ordained ministry. So I studied medicine, and as I've just said, I've worked as an inner city GP for the last 27, 28 years or so. But that calling never went away. And although I very much felt that I was serving God, and medicine was my vocation, and I was also serving God through my local church in the diaconate and coordinating children's work and safeguarding, that call was nagging. But it wasn't really until my very late 30s, early 40s, that I started paying more attention to the shape of that call and thinking perhaps it was more than volunteering in church, and that God maybe had a stronger call. And funnily enough, it was my sister-in-law who challenged me, who didn't actually believe in women in ministry at the time, and said that she thought God was calling me to more than serving on the church leadership team and children's work. And then I broke the news that I thought God was calling me to ordained ministry. I was too scared to tell anybody about it for a while. I sought spiritual direction, and eventually, at the age of 48, I went off to study theology and enter ministerial formation, and here I am today.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that journey. Now you joined the final group of Project Violet co-researchers. Would you just like to talk to us about the issue that you investigated and why it was important to you?
Sure. So my chosen topic was about ministering through the menopause. I think it was important to me because as a GP, I saw and consulted with and listened to many women who were going through the menopause and facing many challenges in all areas of their life, particularly in their working life, and working together with them, weighing up all the confusing evidence for different treatments and management and what would work for them. To enable them to be able to reach their full potential and manage the challenges and flourish at that stage of life, and navigating workplace policies and all of that thing. And I got to reading around what was available with the rise of Davina McCall and her program on the menopause. It's become a topic that we talk about a lot more. And over my time in medicine, there's been varying, HRT's been in a favor and out of favor and all of that. So weighing that up, and so really journeying alongside women in that point and helping them not to be lost to the workforce, because we lose so many really able women sometimes without support. And then in church life, this became something that women in ministry were talking about too. And I was approached by another a woman minister who said, would I, with my GP hat, my bivocational hat, be willing to co-facilitate some Facebook drop-in sessions, some Zoom calls really, just talk about the issues that women in ministry face as they minister through this stage of life. And then I have a vested interest because I am a menopausal woman ministering through the menopause. So it's important to me on all of those counts really. And I think I really wanted to explore both the challenges of ministering through a menopause and also the gifts that ministering at this stage of life brings, because God knows us and He calls us, knowing us and knowing what stage of life we're at. So there must be something in that. So I wanted to balance that really and look at all of that, to acknowledge the challenges and also to look at the awareness there was in church world about that and how we can support women to flourish in their ministry at this stage of life.
That's great. Yeah, no, thank you. So, how did you actually go about your research?
So, on the basis of having had a couple of Zoom calls, I saw that there was an appetite for women to talk about that and a forum. So I just sent out invites and did a couple of focus groups. I facilitated a couple of focus groups looking at the questions of ministering through the menopause, women's own experiences, whether it's the perimenopause, the menopause, or postmenopausal, looking at the challenges they face, but also exploring the gifts that they might have discovered as well, thinking about what support they did receive or would like to receive. So we had some free chat and discussion, and it was a really rich sort of, what's the word, collection of data really to analyze from the two focus groups. But I also wanted to look at the awareness of menopause within regional ministry, because that is where most people, where women would turn to for support, really. So, as well as the focus groups and analysing the data from that and looking at the themes that arose from that, I also sent out a survey to all the regional ministers, looking at the similar questions about the challenges, how aware they were of the challenges that women face ministering through the menopause, the gifts that ministering at this stage might bring, the support that they are aware of, where they might signpost to, and support, and the need for further training, really. So those were the two big sort of data sets that we had, and then analysing those themes and bringing that together.
Okay, that's really great. So, having done this piece of research, why do you want people to read your report?
Well, I think I was thinking about this when I was thinking about you asking me these questions, and I think I want women to read it because I want them to know they're not alone. I think forewarned is forearmed, but also to acknowledge that yes, there are challenges, but there are accommodations that can be made and support that is out there. And so I want women to read it to have a sense of what's there and to read other women's experiences, because I think that's really important. I want men to read it because I think it's really important that we have awareness of how we all work together and how we can flourish together and how we can encourage one another to reach our full potential and our full calling. So, and how we can support.